Yeah, welcome back in the new year to Austrian Stocks in English presented by Palfinger, the traditional English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. 2023 again positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drast, Die Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. In week one, we have a podcast delay of 2 days due to setup reasons. But that delay was great because in these 2 days our presenting partner Palfinger was in newspapers all over the world. And that's the reason. Alpine skiing megastar Michaela Schifrin was celebrating her record equaling 82nd World Cup race win in Kranjska Gora, Slovenia, in front of a big Palfinger logo and with Palfinger on her start number. Hannes Reuter, Investor Relations Officer of Palfinger, was host of the flower ceremony. A sponsoring idea was a Champions League final. The ATX TR did also a wow start in 2023. We closed on all 5 trading days so far higher. Lenzing gained 22%. News came from Vienna Stock Exchange, Andritz, OMV, Austrian Post, AT&S, RHI Magnesita. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week one, Monday, Vienna Stock Exchange. In the month of December 2022, the Vienna Stock Exchange recorded an equity turnover of euro 4.08 billion. In the stock exchange year 2022, the total trading volume amounted to euro 72.07 billion and is therefore roughly at the high level of the previous year, Jandec 2021, euro 73.40 billion. ADXTR, weekly performance, 4.67%. Tuesday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Weisswood's company, limited to supply another pressurized refining system, the second from Andritz, to its mill in Phetchaburi, Thailand. Startup is scheduled for the first half year in 2024. The new fiber preparation system will feature a capacity of 30 tons per hour and process rubberwood for production of high-quality MDF, medium-density fiber, board. Andritz, weekly performance, 3.27%. OMV, Zenith Energy, the energy company with proven revenue-generating production, exploration and development assets in Africa and Europe, announced that a company in which it holds a 49% interest, Zenith Energy Netherlands BV, Zenith Netherlands, has entered into a share purchase agreement with OMV Exploration and Production GmbH to acquire 100% of the outstanding share capital of OMV, Yemen Block S2 Exploration GmbH, OMV Jordan Block 3 Upstream GmbH and OMV Block 70 Upstream GmbH, which are all companies incorporated and existing under the laws of Austria. Under the terms of the agreement, Zenith Netherlands will, subject to the conditions set forth in the SPA, acquire 100% of OMV's shares in OMV Yemen at completion for a total consideration of $21,619,000. OMV, weekly performance, 0.64%. Wednesday, Austrian Post. Austrian Post sums up the parcel year 2022. After a 5% decline in parcel volumes in the first half of the year, the second half of the year was positive with growth of around 2%. With a total of 182 million parcels transported, Austrian Post almost reached the level of the previous year, 184 million parcels. For 2023, Swiss Post expects the trend that emerged in the second half of the year to continue and expects parcel volumes to increase in the low single-digit percentage range. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, 10.03%. Thursday, Adenes. In early January, Adenes presents its latest communication infrastructure developments at the CES Electronics Trade Show in Las Vegas. Adenes develops sensors and communication infrastructure which give autonomous vehicles the vision they need. Today's transport systems are increasingly no longer able to meet the needs of a modern society. A large number of private vehicles, which spend most of their useful life in parking lots and are driven by combustion engines, are problematic in more than just one way. They produce significant CO2 emissions, need large sealed areas for parking and cause traffic jams. In addition, they require energy and resources for production and cause enormous environmental pollution through tire wear. Driverless electric cars and trucks are one of the most promising options to make transport systems more sustainable. A fleet of autonomously driving electric cars available to everyone could dramatically reduce the CO2 and resource footprint of transport systems. Adonis is working hard to provide the automotive industry with the technical prerequisites for such systems, says Gerald Reichel, VP Corporate Communications at Adonis. Adonis, weekly performance, 4.22%. Friday, RHI Magnesita announced the completion of the acquisition of the Indian refractory business of Damia Bharat Refractories Limited, DBRL, via a share swap agreement. Consequently, Damia OCL Limited, DOCL, the Indian refractory business of DBRL, stands as a 100% subsidiary of RHI Magnesita India Limited. Effective the same day, DOCL is one of India's leading refractory players and a long-term trusted partner to customers in the region. Stefan Borges, CEO of RHI Magnesita, said, "The integration of DOCL into our RHI Magnesita India business will result in us further strengthening our position as a responsible market leader in India. Building it is the growth hub for the wider region. We are investing in technological advancement across the value chain to make our network in India more modern and sustainable. The integration will open opportunities for us to create a talent pool in India that is ready to serve the global refractory industry." RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 8.11%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks in English.